Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Kevin De Bruyne claims City's stunning success over Paris Saint-Germain doesn't matter yet because the job is only half done. City put themselves within touching distance of a first Premier League appearance in the Champions League final as they came from behind to beat the 10-man French side 2-1 at the Parc des Princes on Wednesday. Yet with the second leg of the semi-final still to come at the Etihad Stadium next week, De Bruyne is refusing to get carried away with thoughts of the final. He said, "Yes, we are closer, but it doesn't matter. We still have a job to do and play the game next week. I know we had a good result, but it's still going to be a hard game." Moving on, and City are reportedly keen to bring Inter Milan forward Romelu Lukaku back to the Premier League in the summer. The Belgium international has been in excellent form for Inter since arriving from Manchester United in August 2019. He scored 61 goals in 91 appearances in all competitions. He's bagged 27 goals and 8 assists in 40 outings this term, including 21 strikes in Serie A, with Antonio Conte's side closing in on the title. Well, Chelsea continue to be linked with their former player, but it's also claimed that there's genuine interest from the Premier League's runaway leaders. And finally, reports suggest that City are keeping a close eye on Everton youngster Reece Welsh. He's worked with the first team at Everton under Carlo Ancelotti at Finch Farm and been on the bench twice in the Premier League. He's also impressed in the FA Cup youth ties with Wigan, Manchester City and West Brom. It's claimed that City were initially keen to sign the Huddersfield-born Stoller as a child, but Everton acted first to take him to their academy at the age of 7. Well, City have continued to monitor him throughout and it's claimed that they could make a move this summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.